Hey, Channel 10, we're here at CES 2008. This is the Windows home server kind of press tent where you guys are talking to media. What's new? I'm here with Joel from the Windows home server team. What's new at CES?
Sure. Well, we talked to you earlier about our PowerPack 1 update that's coming this spring. Here in the press room, we're showing some of the home server hardware. Some of these you've seen before, like the Medion Box, which is a company out of Europe doing a home server product. The HP MediaSmart product's been introduced. It's hitting retail shelves this week. Something they announced actually this week is that they're going to bundle in McAfee security software. They're also bundling in packet video streaming software. So that's going to really broaden the scope of devices in the home that you can send media to from your home server box.
And these Windows home servers are pre-built. They've got everything you need. Just plug them in and go.
Exactly. These are really consumer products that you take home from the store, attach to your router, install some software on your home PCs, and you're off to the races. Another one here to take a look at, and this is really kind of a system builder product, is the Norco product. This is in the U.S. So that's really an example of a lot of different companies, like Universal and Ace and all these different kind of distributors and kind of lower-tier retailers that are doing home server boxes as well. All told, we have about 15 or more hardware makers that are doing home server products now.
So is this a product that people that want to build their own Windows home server can buy this as like a bare-bones case and then actually put together hard drives and build it from scratch?
Well, in this case, Norco will build it for you. Okay. So you can kind of spec it out as you wish, and they'll put it together for you. And then if you're a real do-it-yourselfer, as you know, you can get the home server software, go to Newegg or Amazon, and then you can really roll your own.
Very cool. Now, the Sonos stuff, what's this here?
So this is really kind of an example of the fact that a lot of devices in the home, popular things like Sonos, certainly your Xbox, your Roku Soundbridge, etc., they just see home server. It just works in terms of connecting to those devices around the house. And so, again, kind of connecting all the experiences, helping people really just get more out of their media. Other examples are like the DirecTV set-top boxes, right. The new ones. HP, again, rolling out a number of new MediaSmart TVs. Again, those are network TVs. They're just going to see your home server, and you're going to be able to enjoy the pictures and the music and the videos together as a family in the living room.
That's very cool. Now, I understand you also got a photo frame here. Now, this is pulling content from a Windows home server. Is that right?
Exactly. So, you know, obviously, photos are a big focus area for home server users. Everybody has so many nowadays. So this is an example with Siva, where you can start sending those photos around the house as opposed to kind of letting them sit peacefully on a PC somewhere.
Very cool. And you've got some home automation stuff as well for lights, is that right?
Yeah, we do. You know, all told, there's now 50 or more software and service add-ins. You know, commercial software vendors as well as hobbyists are doing these add-ins that are taking advantage of home servers as kind of always available platform in the house. So you're seeing things like personal blogging, family websites, certainly a lot of security, and then home automation is a big focus area. Embedded Automation is a company. They have a product called M-Control. So the light's on now, and using the M-Control add-in from Embedded Automation, I can actually dim it by a few percentages, so it slowly dims, or I can turn it all the way off. So you can imagine, this is lighting, of course, but they can also control your thermostat, your heating, your ventilation, even your appliances, potentially. So there's a lot of interesting opportunities around home automation, particularly, again, using home server as this platform in the house.
And with the remote login on Windows Home Server, you could, I suppose, potentially log in anywhere around the world and turn on lights, Christmas lights. You could turn on a security system or, you know, the air conditioning before you're coming home, something like that.
Exactly, yeah. The from anywhere aspect is really one of the added benefits.
That's very cool. So how many Windows Home Servers are available now to buy in store if I want to go into a retail outlet and just pick one off the shelf?
In terms of real retail offerings, like the HP product, in North America, they're kind of the initial one that's available now. And in fact, this week, they're in Circuit City, going to be in Best Buy here in the next couple weeks. In Europe, you're going to see the Fujitsu Siemens box and the Medion box available for online sales as well as retail sales across the continent.
And starting at how much money?
In the case of the HP product, they have a half a terabyte version for $599 and a full terabyte version for $749. In the UK, Tranquil's box, I think, is around €400. And the Medion box will have a couple different price points. In general, OEM products are in the $500 to $1,000.
So starting from about $500 for a Windows Home Server.
Exactly.
That's great. Now, if people want to know more about the home automation or some of the 50 add-ons we mentioned, where can they go?
The Microsoft.com/Windows Home Server is a good source. Also, there's a great blog out of the UK called We Got Served.
Okay.
That's worth checking out, and he does a lot of monitoring of these add-ins. It's happening so fast, so many are emerging so quickly, especially among the enthusiasts and hobbyists, that it's a big job just to kind of corral them.
Very cool. All right, Joel, thanks for your time, and we'll see you guys later.
All right, appreciate it.